from the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Richard Moody of Columbia Green Media reported in his Twitter feed that, and I quote, the Columbia County Board of Supervisors Public Safety Committee passed a resolution to appoint Carmen Martino, a former state trooper, as county coroner in the interim. A new coroner will be elected in November, end quote. On August 8th, supervisors replaced Dr. Andrea Cricket Coleman, who stepped down July 13th, 7 months into her term, citing personal reasons. The county has three coroners, and each serves a four-year term. Board of Supervisors Chairman Matt Morrell said, because this vacancy occurred after the petition deadline this month, the political parties must submit nominations for candidates to the County Board of Elections prior to September the 20th. Rachel Silverstein reports in Capital Confidential that Democrat Aaron Glad got the endorsement August 9th from Governor Andrew Cuomo in his election for the 43rd State Senate District, which includes Columbia County and parts of Rensselaer, Washington, and Saratoga counties. Republican Kathy Marchione currently holds the seat, but is retiring. Republicans are backing Half Moon Councilwoman Daphne Jordan in the election against Glad, who is an Army veteran, served in Afghanistan, and has a Master of Public Administration degree from the Nelson Rockefeller College of Public Affairs and Policy. Cuomo said in a statement, and I quote, Aaron is a talented leader and combat veteran who served our nation with pride and distinction as a platoon leader in the U.S. Army. His commitment to service and to the people of New York is second to none, and I know he will fight for our shared values in the state Senate. Whether it's championing family leave, upstate revitalization, keeping taxes low and wages high, Aaron is the best person to represent the people of the 43rd District, end quote. Read the full story in Capital Confidential. So far, Representative John Faso from Kinderhook isn't saying anything about the August 8th arrest of Representative Chris Collins, who represents Western New York, on security fraud charges. Representatives for Faso's opponent, Antonio Delgado, are not keeping mum on the issue. Delgado for Congress campaign manager Allison Marcus said, and I quote, John Faso has consistently favored big corporations and special interests over the needs and concerns of his own constituents. He lied to a woman with a pre-existing condition about protecting her health care. He has taken thousands from dishonest representatives and Washington insiders. Faso should return the $3,000 from Collins immediately in order to finally demonstrate to the people of our district that he won't benefit from corrupt politicians, end quote. On August 8th, Faso was on the Fox Business Channel talking about tariffs. Mike DiSocio reports in the Albany Business Review that Frontier Airlines is adding a nonstop flight to Fort Myers in November. The budget airline previously announced they were starting service to Albany with flights to and from Orlando and Denver in the fall. The Albany airport has also recently started flights from other carriers to Myrtle Beach and Buffalo. Read the full story in the Albany Business Review. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org.